Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, What to Do If You're 18? What to do with your money if you're 18? How should you approach wealth if you are 18 years of age? This particular episode I'm doing because you may be listening to this and have children, teenagers, 18-year-olds, and you may be wanting them to learn, okay, what should I be focused on here going forward to build a life that I enjoy, that gives me financial independence and freedom, you know, really get ahead and not waste the next 10 years trying to figure it out. So this is what I want to do this episode for. Actually, it was a friend of mine said, hey, Lloyd, I'm here with an 18-year-old chap and he would love to know, you know, your best tip for what he should be doing when it comes to his, you know, financial future. And so I thought, you know what, I'll do an episode for him on the show and he can send it to him. So this way, it's not just him I'm helping as an 18-year-old, it's a lot of 18-year-olds. And of course, if you're a parent, please use this episode to send it to your teenager so they understand what to be focused on, right? And I'm going to give as many tips as I can in this episode, but they're not exhaustive and I'm not like the world-leading guru in children's education for finances. I'm just giving you my experience and what my perspective would be and what I'd focus on. So don't take it as gospel, but hopefully it's going to give them value and give them a pathway. So the very first thing that you want them to be focused on is this. Number one, I think this is a great story, actually. Paul Keating, who is a famous Australian politician, right? A maverick politician for the Labor Party with Keating back in the 80s. And he was like a prodigy in the political space. And there's this story about how he was talking to one of these senators one day, or there was a particular mentor he had. And Paul Keating was very young. And he was very young maverick in politics. So this mentor pulled him aside one day, I forget the chap's name, and he said, Paul, let me give you a tip. And Paul Keating went, yeah, what's the tip? And he said, son, everyone's going to tell you that you've got all the time in the world because you're young. But the truth is, you don't have a second to lose. And I always remember that story thinking, oh my God, like everyone will tell you you've got all the time in the world because you're young. But if someone came in and said, you don't have a second to lose, that is wonderful advice. So if you're 18, my advice would be you don't have a second to lose. So with that said, what would I be focused on? Here is the most important thing to be focused on, okay? And it's this. I'm going to get to real foundational stuff. If you're 18 and you want to focus on what should I do with when it comes to money, the very first step is who are you hanging around? That's critical. Because if you're hanging around people who aren't ambitious, people who aren't sensible, aren't, you know, they can be rogues, but they got to be progressive and, you know, proactive rogues in the good way, not, you know, lazy, entitled, you know, rat bags. You got to be careful who you hang around, right? And certainly with their mindset, like you want to hang around people who pour belief into you, who are give and not just take, and who you aspire to be like. So it would be who you're surrounding yourself with. And if you don't have that network of people to surround yourself with, go find it. Join things like Toastmasters or join things like local clubs and hang around with mentors and go to events. Like, you know, I'm speaking at the Dreamfest event coming up with Morgs, and I've been over there a couple of years, and we do events as well. We do a one-day money event. We do a three-day event. And so come and hang out with, if you can, if you're over 18, even if you're not, I think if you're 16, come to those events and be around people who are ambitious and willing to grow. And that is probably one of the biggest tips I can give you if you're 18, is be around the right people, because your environment is stronger than your willpower. By being around people, you will learn through osmosis. Your brain will pick up things faster. You'll pick up how they behave, what their standards are like. I mean, I was very lucky to have parents that I could watch how they work. I was like, they're setting good standards there. Okay, that doesn't mean you got to take everything off them, but like figure out what standard you want to take from people, but get around them. That's the first tip. The second one is this. Eventually, you'll, as good as your job will be, like get a job and start making money as soon as possible, because you start learning on the job. My niece works on the aqueduct. She's 16 in July, I think. So that's next month. And so she's working on the aqueduct, which is this thing that goes around the river, and she's on the microphone speaking, you know, working, making money. That's really important. They're really good skills to learn at a young age. So go and get a job. When I was younger, I would, you know, wash cars and, you know, clean pools and, you know, mow lawns. I was doing tree lopping for a while with a buddy of mine. You know, like, just getting out there and working and just earning the money is going to teach you skills and nuances you will take for granted later. But whilst you're doing that and you're getting a job and everything, cool, and, you know, maybe you go off to university, all right, and you'll get another job after a degree, and you'll go into your job and you'll get, you know, 50 grand a year, 60, 70, 80, 100, whatever it is. And then one day you'll realize, you go, huh, this job thing's not giving me enough money to really get ahead. You will. Wage growth is like 3.5%. Inflation's 5%. So you're behind straight away when it comes to a job. So don't put all your eggs into a job basket, because it's going to let you down, let me tell you. Start saving money at an early age. I'll come back to that. But here's what I want to focus on before I start telling you to save money and all that sort of stuff. As an 18-year-old, here's what you want to do. You definitely want a job. But while you're in your job, and this is what I did. This is what I did. While you're in your job, keep learning other things. I was always doing a second thing. Like, I was working full-time and studying for my CFA chart. I was working full-time and getting my real estate license. I was working full-time and, doing public speaking. I was working full-time and started a side hustle. I was working full-time and, you know, wrote some books. Like, I always do a second thing. And it's a learning. You've got to be a learning machine. So when people leave school, they stop reading books. It's a travesty. And if you don't read books, it's as much as a problem as if you can't read books. There's no difference between someone who can't read and someone who doesn't read. Zero difference. So if you don't become a learning machine and you don't learn new skills and throw yourself into things that are going to build skills and a mindset and knowledge in you, then you're going to be way behind, truly. Like, you'll let 10 years go by and you'll be done. You'll be cooked. You'll be behind the eight ball. It's very hard to catch up. So at 18, continually read books, okay? Go through the podcast. I think I did an episode on what books to focus on. Obviously, grab my book, Money by Sam. Hey, go to the show notes and grab this book. This will be a good start, right? It's like $9 to get the audio and it's for free with that, right? Start reading and keep reading. But don't just do that. Do courses to upskill in marketing, upskill in speaking. I mean, public, it's a skill that I've monetized for so long. Like, I'll monetize that skill forever. And I learned it by actually going to Toastmasters over time while I was working full time. So do those types of things. Profit skills. Learn to do marketing. Learn to write. Learn to sell. You know, like, go and put yourself into a sales job and learn to sell. Go to events. Improve your mindset by going to events. And, you know, be okay with, for the first 10 years of your life, like, I think from 18 to 28, I was just in skill building mode, and I was in, like, I wasn't making much money, but I was in, I'm going to build some skills mode. And I continue to do that till the age of like 35, 40, you know. And I feel like now, after, say, what is it, you know, like 20 years of doing these different things, I've now mastered a lot of them. And that's when you make a lot of money, when you've got a mastery of skill set behind you. But that doesn't happen overnight. Skills take a long time to get good at. They really do. And so does your belief in yourself. So focus on skills, not so much money making. Okay, because your skills will pay you forever, and they'll pay you big money, and they'll be the best protection you can have against inflation. It'll be the best protection you've had against anything that can happen to you. You know, like, I've seen people with tremendous skill lose millions and multiple millions of dollars and make it all back, because their skills are what come before bills. You know, so focus on your skill building. What are you doing to get better this year? What are you doing to get negative, you know, next year, the year after, don't stop learning, okay? Because you're learning your skills, they'll compound. Your skills and knowledge will compound into the future. So if you wait 10 years to start building them, you're going to lose that 10 years, that foundational level of skill building. Don't do that, right? Get after it now and stay after it, right? What all your friends are out. I remember one of my roommates, he went to Brazil during our annual leave. He went to Brazil partying. I was like, oh my God. And I sat there in my room at my desk, studying for the CFA charter, the hardest exams on Wall Street, just studying finance. I was like, what am I doing? Will this pay off? It has, but you don't know at the time. So you've got to pivot, what others aren't doing sometimes to get what others don't have, right? That's what it'll feel like when you're building skills. You build skills when you don't make any money. Like when you're building skills, you're generally not making money. You can, right? Of course, but you don't always make money with skills, right? Until you start mastering them, getting better at them. Okay, that's the second thing I think I'd love you to focus on is not just being around the right people, which is number one, but focus on skill building for the next 10 years and not worrying about the money. The money will come, okay? It'll catch up. It's just in lag. It takes a while, okay? You're going to be a millionaire in lag, but focus on skills. I've got friends of mine who are in their early 20s making $1 million a year. Early 20s. And I know the reason they did that is because they started skill building at the age of 15. There you go. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success. So be okay if you're starting at 18 right now, you're going to build skills. Be okay with getting good at them at 28. Just deal with that. And monetizing them at 28, right? And beyond that, 38, 40, whatever. There's no time frame on when you can get rich. This whole thing, like, oh, I made this by the time I was 20. Who gives? As long as you did it. As long as you did it. Just get to financial independence at some age. Just do not wait because you don't want to turn 65 and have no money. It sucks. Don't do that, okay? Now, the third thing I would love for you to focus on is when you're reading these books, you will discover there's some tactics and principles to money management and investing you've got to understand. So at 18, here's what you've got to understand most importantly. Like skills compound, so does money. So if you're starting at 18, one of the things you can do is start setting aside, doesn't matter how much money you're making, side hustle, you're studying, but you're working, doesn't matter how much, you can make $300 a week, won't matter. Set aside 10% of what you earn and put into a separate account and do that for the rest of your life. That's paying yourself first. And if you get into that habit, pay yourself first, you'll have money left over to actually invest. And if you, as an example, read some books, okay, learned some stuff about even investing, you can access shares now for like through an app on your phone and put into a simple index fund, okay? At the age of 18, you can do that on your phone. And if you just did that and put a 10% into that every week or every month for the rest of your life and you let it grow and compound, the compound effect from the age of 18 to 60 is unbelievable. Warren Buffett talks about this and he says, you know what? When he started investing in stocks in 1942, this is the middle of like right in the guts of World War II, he said, you know, I think it was $10,000 invested in the S&P 500 in 1942, the same year he started investing. He said, if I had just left that to the age he is now, I think it's like a 60-year time period, he said, how much do you think it would be worth? And he's in getting interviewed by someone. They said, I don't know. He said, $50 million. $50 million, right? Which is flipping wild. $10,000 to $50 million. It is not the fact, it's the fact that the assets in that index, the businesses that you invest in when you buy an index, they grow over time, of course, right? With the economy. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to repeat like that over the last 60 years, but there's a high chance it will. But even if it did remotely close to that, you're still going to have a ton of assets that you're going to be able to rely on when you're older. But you got to, if someone had told me when I was 18, if it was available, it wasn't available like it is now. It just wasn't. But now it is. So learn about investing, learn about the assets, participate in it on a small scale, just 10% of what you earn is yours to keep. Put it in there, keep it in there. Don't rob the account, leave it in there and do that for the rest of your life. You will be a multi-millionaire. And it's then you don't even have to worry about getting a business off the ground or skill. Like if you do that now and you just have a regular job, you can be very rich. Fact. So I think that is something to understand is at age 18 or 20, the long hill that you get to roll the snowball of wealth down is very long. And if you don't get it now, you're going to lose so much ground. You know, there's a lot of statistics out there that, you know, if you start 10 years earlier than someone else, you don't have to put in as much. So like the longer you wait to start building financial independence, the more expensive it gets. You have to understand that. Right? And so start now, right now, this minute, start, okay? Start rolling your snowball down the hill and then don't stop rolling it and don't take the snow out of it, just keep it there. And any money you make outside that, you can spend whatever you want. That's the beauty of reverse saving and reverse investing. You can invest first, save first, spend the rest. Go on holidays, do all that stuff, live your life. But you know, you're protecting and serving future you because one day you'll want it. And I'm mentoring people for many years. And one thing I notice is if people are coming in to be mentored at 50 or 60 years of age, even 70, the one thing they say, Lloyd, I wish I had learned and implemented these principles when I was 20. So if you're an 18-year-old listening to this, or your parents have sent it to you, or you listen to this episode and you're wanting to know what to do, they're the three things. So in summary, one, get around the right people. Invest in around a good network of people. It'll pay dividends like nothing else, okay? You'll be able to build businesses with those people later. You'll learn from them. It'll get you the right mindset. But most importantly, it'll help you avoid doing bad things that are going to end up wrecking your life. The second thing, focus on skills before bills. That means focus on skill building for the next 10 years because your skills will be the best protection against any financial hit you ever take, okay? And the third thing is, set aside 10% of you or all you earn is yours to keep. Put it into a small, some sort of small asset you decide on that you understand. Keep it in there and compound it and don't touch it for the next 50 years and you'll be rich. You will be, right? Statistically, you will be. It's just you have to be patient, but you have to effectively do these things and they're not sexy. They sound, skill building sounds sexy, but it ain't sexy. It's awkward. It's frustrating. It's painful. So is slowly saving and building assets. That's slow and boring and sometimes hanging around the right people's like, oh God, this is no fun. Well, just time to grow up and be a financial adult, okay? So they're the three things I would focus on of being 18. And I can only say that to you because when I was that age, I did do that as much as I could. I could have done more. I could have hung around. I could have, definitely. We can always do it. Looking back, we can always do more. But I still did it. And I guess that's why I'm experiencing some level of success in various areas of my life, because I've followed those kind of three things. Who I hang around, focus on skills before bills, and actually I invest a lot of money every year and I just compound it. And I just think those three elements of getting in front of it at 18 is super critical. So there you go. Don't now say, no one ever taught me this. No one ever said that. Your parents seen this episode. Implement it. Make sure you follow this and don't ever forget it, all right? Now, if you've got a friend who wants to hear this too, grab the episode, share the link, send it to him and say, hey, go listen to this guy. On Spotify, he's talking to us about what we should be focused on when we're 18 going forward, right? I want the best for you, and I want you to be financially independent and free, live a kick-ass life, and you won't be able to do it later on if you've got no money. All right, so if you enjoyed the episode, if you have, please share it. Leave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much to those who do that. Share it to your stories. Go to the show notes. Look at the books. Go to the Telegram channel. Jump in our Facebook group, and I look forward to talking with you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.